Portsmouth-based Aeolian Renewable Energy says it has eliminated one wind turbine from its earlier rejected proposal and made a second shorter. The chair of the Antrim Board of Selectmen, Gordon Weber, says the changes were made to address concerns over visual impact that led the state's Site Evaluation Committee to nix the project.
Is it a big enough change for the SEC to reverse their decision? Well, that's a million-dollar question.
This doesn't address one big factor weighing against the wind farm, its proximity to a huge tract of conserved recreation land that has been dubbed a super sanctuary. But the question before regulators this week is merely whether the state or the town has jurisdiction over whether the project gets built. The facility's supporters want the state to make the decision because the town has no local ordinance to govern wind farms. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.